The thought occurs to me, maybe it's time for a Holocaust. Have you seen what's going on in the world? Electronic surveillance, and anyone that warned about it had their reputation destroyed, and now there's no doubt that it's there. I recently found out that almost half the babies conceived in Britain are killed off before they're even born. They've turned abortion from a backstreet facility for the rare occasions when a mother might want to do that for the safety of her own life into a convenient mass fucking slaughter of babies. Like, you know, to say it's time for a Holocaust would suggest that there isn't one going on. And the survivors, you know, the just over 50% of those who have survived the abortion clinics legalised in 1967 against a public backlash, which I can only detect because of propaganda that was around when I was younger. About, oh, there's people bombing abortion clinics, the bad people, the people who are against people killing babies. You know, I can detect that there was a backlash that was underreported by, you know, let's cover up Tiananmen Square going on in Britain. Maybe it's time for a Holocaust. Not these babies, you know, but these, you know, people who are taking all the taxes from us. And they haven't provided the most basic human rights protections. At 2020, if you weren't, you know, lost in the various narratives, you might have noticed they introduced organ harvesting. Mandatory donations of your organs when you die unless you go through some bureaucratic procedure to opt out and demonstrate you're very, very selfish for not giving these greedy bastards what they want. They couldn't even provide the most basic human rights protections. And they're promising they're going to do it tomorrow. And they're sitting there guilty as charged, you know. But what court can you bring them to? They've worked for this regime that's did all this. 93, boom, that was the end of, you know, democracy as seen on TV. And any political puppets of their new corporate regime. That's the, you can vote for this corporate puppet or that corporate puppet. The left part or the right part, it doesn't matter who you fucking vote for. The terrorist regime still gets in. Maybe it's time for a Holocaust. Maybe it's time to just lynch these people. Fucking shoot them right there on the fucking street. Don't have any guns, you know, but I'm sure once we've stabbed a few of the bastards, you know, we'll get some fucking guns to fucking finish off the rest. Because that's what they're doing to us. It's like a covert fucking war. You know what, all this espionage technology, you know what espionage is? That's a war technique that one army deploys against another army in a battlefield. The government itself is deploying war strategy against its own people. Maybe it's time to just fucking lynch them. Kill them all. Kill the whole fucking lot of them. And I'm sure, you know, well, they've been saying, oh, the violence is not the answer, violence is not the answer. Now, I'm not suggesting anybody, like, you know, toss himself a raw egg against a wall here. It's that's kind of like the only violent solution that they would lead us towards, you know, but just fucking mass fucking slaughter of the vaccine pushers. That's it, dead. And it's going to be like mayhem if that happens, you know, you're going to get innocent people caught up in it, but there's innocent people already dying, so what the fuck? A fucking Holocaust. Because like, the original meaning of Holocaust before Adolf Hitler was holy cause. To protect what's right and just in the world, people were just fucking slaughtered. Like when God kills the firstborn of the sons of Egypt, you know, that's a Holocaust. Because they were murdering and enslaving the Hebrews. And there's various things in the Bible about the Holocaust, you know, that occurred because, you know, evil has just become so, you know, let's see these, like the over almost half the babies conceived in Britain are killed before they're born. They're put into plastic bags and sold as medical products, bought and sold in the human flesh, bought and sold like a piece of meat in a butcher shop. Humans. Organ harvesting introduced in 2020, that's no longer like, I'd like to donate my organs to charity, they're mandatory, they're just taking it, putting it in plastic bags and selling it. That's what they've done to you, and you know, the Human Tissues Act in Britain. The government owns all human flesh. The governments are supposed to be there to protect from like lesser crimes than the ones that they're committing, just openly. You know, I'm figuring, well, why not just a Holocaust? Just fucking killed a lot of them. I know what some of these are thinking, I mean, there's got to be a peaceful solution to this. Maybe we could reform it. They were talking about reform like decades ago. And what's reformed now, you know, we were complaining about surveillance apparatus being deployed in British streets 6 years after we used to slag the Soviet Union for their East German Stasi surveillance state, which is very crude compared to what was deployed against us in 95. And they called us nutty conspiracy theorists. Well, they've reformed towards having COVID tracking APs. 3G networks that geo-track as well, we've got GPS on or not. You know, the surveillance apparatus has become even more extreme and they're still saying conspiracy theorists. You know, if they come out with that phrase with like any hint that the so-called conspiracy theorists are the ones that are lying, the ones that are deceived, they're literally straight away. You get a shotgun, double barrel, boom, fucking blow their heads off. Mass murdering bastards. And you know, if you're supposed to turn the other cheek, turn the other cheek. Treat others the way that you yourself would wish to be treated. You know, these values described and whatever, that's not the way these people are. These people are the fucking devil. And I'm not over-exaggerating, I'm not sensationalising. They've turned human beings into meat products. And you try relating this to the guilty, you know, the people that shout, you're just a conspiracy theory, you try relating that to them. Their ignorance is not the same as naivety. They know what they've got to ignore. And if we can't even have our concerns, extreme concerns, about extreme diabolical practices that are just normalised, if we are to be shut down as not a conspiracy theorist, how can their democracy even be possible when we, their slaves, have no fucking say? You know, we should be living in a world where you work 9 to 5. Everybody works 9 to 5. There's an occasional guy that maybe wants to work as a cop and they have to be working 24/7, you know. You know, maybe like a doctor or a nurse or something like that in the emergency services. You know, people that want that and they do get paid extra money for living funny hours, you know. We should all be working at 9 to 5 and at the end of the day, you know, enough money to go to the pub and socialise and... But no, we're all working these weird fucking hours, you know. And the people that are working weird hours at that time want to meet up with girls that are working weird hours at that time, you know. And you can hardly afford the fucking, you know, the nightclubs and the various shit that's going on. That's a promise for tomorrow that's never been fulfilled, you know. And they never will. As it gets worse and worse and worse, maybe it's time for a Holocaust. And I'm not talking about it's the Jews, you know. You know, given what's been said, you know, a lot of these people, you talk about the government is committing crimes against its own people. In the various forums that you'll describe it, or you see it described, and straight away you'll see people saying, it's the Jews. You know, they're not wrong in the things that they're saying about what these people are doing, but it's not the Jews, you know, it's not people practicing Judaism. There are people that claim themselves to be Jews who are doing it. There are people who are not anything to do with Jews who are doing it. You know, the narratives no longer add up. 2 + 2 does not equal unvaccinated people could have infected Granny if she was effectively vaccinated. And you don't even need to get into the now, you know, the dumbed down population that can't get the mass of 2.4 to the power 26. The whole science is impossible. It's visible what they've done, and they want to deny and distract and... You know, but when people are saying, like, it's the Jews, you know, like, take out the Jews, you know, there's people that are doing the evils that the Jews are being accused of there. You know, before Benjamin Netanyahu was dropping bombs in Gaza, the German government was killing off anyone that wasn't going along with their vaccine policies. That's real genocide in peacetime without fucking bombs dropping. You know, they talk about Russia invading Ukraine, but what about its annexation in 2014 by the European Union? They don't say that's an invasion, that was a coup d'etat. A bit like John Major, the unelected Prime Minister that signed away British democracy for what it was worth to Europe before he was ever elected. I voted for Tony Blair thinking they would reverse everything that John Major had just suddenly done and then maybe undo some of the evils that Thatcher had done. But he doubled down on it and he made things worse. And there's people that are actually, you know, they do the Tony Blair hand gestures when they're talking, you know. And you've seen that in people. That's their idol, Tony Blair, you know. The mass murderer of Iraq. It was his false information that led to the war on terror. Saddam Hussein could have weapons of mass destruction available in 45 minutes, and the day I woke up to the targeting and the gang stalking and the handling in my youth, well, that involved me being accused of being Saddam Hussein. Because what was going round my head between 19 and 25 was, oh my God, democracy's collapsed and the world doesn't seem to see it. Well, I've since learned that there are some people, you know, you can't waken up because they're only pretending to be asleep. They know what they're doing. Maybe it's time for a Holocaust. I'm sitting here like the past month at the verge of starvation. I've now got a stay of execution which will last 2 weeks. And, you know, halfway through I need to get the rent paid and I've got to say I've not got enough to pay the rent. So I'm going to have to say to my landlord, I'll give you some of the rent in advance just now. And I'll finish off paying the full month's rent in advance about 5 or 6 days later. And that's only a temporary situation. And no, I don't get welfare. I'm not like, you know, I've got it recorded in the Zardoz collection there, what they've done. They've stitched me up and tried to hide it behind a bureaucracy. But I've got it all recorded, what they've done. And they're claiming, oh, you're not allowed to record this. Committing crimes against humanity in a Department of Work and Pensions place. And it all works behind red tape, apart from the recording. Do you know how many people are subjected to what I've been subjected to without being able to point out what they're doing or record the evidence of what they're doing systemically? Innocent people murdered by their own government. These people are terrorists. And they'll claim I'm a terrorist. They were trying to make out we were a national security threat for speaking the truth. All the censorship of the internet is dead, it's hardly worthwhile. All of the people who are going to be affected by, you know, if these people are just allowed to continue being what they are, they won't even get to hear this recording. The internet is useless, it's just a distraction from the reality they won't even see. Maybe it's time for a Holocaust. I think we should just slaughter the bastards. You know, at this point in time, like everything that I've seen, everything that's visible, and they don't seem to notice it. How convenient for those people standing in that side of a line. They're deployed against us. They've deployed espionage against us. They've deployed surveillance against us. And they've deployed propaganda against us. And they've deployed censorship against us. And they're pretending they're war crimes against their own the population they control is there to protect us. We need protection from our protectors. They're mass murderers, and they know it. So I'm imagining a scene, you know, of a big scale, but just in a small scale, describe the metaphor, you know. So you get the cop, the system, you know, and you get me, the citizen. Where's my human rights, mate? Well, it's not my department. It's your department, mate. My human rights are your business because you're working for the government. They said, no, I don't work for the government, I work for the police. Well, if you don't work for the government, you're working for an organisation that has committed a crime against me. You're under arrest. And I'm sitting there holding a fucking double-barreled shotgun at the head of this cop. What's he going to do? You think he's going to put his weapons down? He should do that. If he's an honest man, it's like, look, you're right. Granny could not have been infected by the unvaccinated if she had received an effective vaccine. There was false accusations against you people that stood to protect the Nuremberg Code. I am here in this position. Clearly, my commanders have acted in a way which is wrong. I don't fully understand the chain of command, but I put down my weapons and I surrender because I am clearly on the wrong side of history. Good. That cop walks into the working class world and we take his weapons and we go to the next cop. Double barrel shotgun. You appear to be guilty of crimes against humanity. How do you plead? Or you need to take that before a court. Well, this is the court, mate. Death penalty for people that committed treason against their own people. How do you plead? So only that, we've got a court. Do you want to go to a court? We've got courts for you. But we've got courts that will be watched by impartial authorities like the International Red Cross. In 1945, the last time people like you were murdering the people under your control. It wasn't the unvaccinated after all, was it? Those injections were not safe and effective. And have you arrested anyone in regards to the suicide clinics? How many people in Europe were carted into suicide clinics in the Netherlands? Did you do anything about that? Are you just going to say that's normal now? The Nuremberg Code does not apply. These people volunteered despite having no legal rights, despite having such mental incapacity they couldn't make the decision for that. You killed disabled people in suicide clinics in the Netherlands. Almost half the babies conceived in Britain are being killed off before they're even born. And you want me to go to your courts? No, no, if you want to try, we'd be coming to your courts. But if you don't want to come quietly, mate, it's a fucking death penalty. You've committed treason. And they'll be like, oh, I have not betrayed my masters. Well, your master is a fucking mass murderer. Kaboom. Dead. Holocaust. How about that? That's a metaphor, you know, I'm just using the idea of a citizen standing next to a cop. But the citizen are the people who have no say in their fake democracy. Being forced to kill half their babies before they're born. Taxed into the dirt by people who are only pretending to protect human rights. Little pat in the head and give some doggy treats to those people willing to fucking destroy us. Maybe it's time for a Holocaust, you know. I think in the 1980s, I was a bit slow in seeing that the signal was out, you know. But in the 1980s, you had that, They Live. That was what was going on back then. And that had been post-1967, when they must have been pushing these abortion clinics, like, they're trying to push, you know, gender swaps today, you know. This is genocide, you know. That's what they, never mind Benjamin Netanyahu dropping bombs in Gaza. At best, that is a metaphor for something going on in a mass scale in the world. In a silent manner, because when you read the Genocide Convention, what Hitler was doing back in 1945, you know, when they're saying it's the Jews, well, maybe they're right in a certain way, but it's not like exclusively the Jews that are doing it. But, you know, when they're saying, like, when you say, like, the government is committing this specific crime against humanity, you'll find, you know, people say it's the Jews. And it's like, it's appalling, you know, it's like, but it's got nothing to do with the Jews. Racist religions don't come into this. The religion of these people is Satanism. False accusation. Mass murder. Babies being sacrificed for economic use. Rigged 24/7 economies. Forms of sterilisation that don't involve chemical castration. Sociological interference. Social engineering. Enough propaganda to keep your children blind to the world that they're living in. You know, maybe it's time for a Holocaust, you know, just fucking kill the bastards. And they'll say, oh, that's mass murder, you're not allowed to do that. It's, you're not allowed to commit mass murder. can you see what's going on in this world? You're not allowed to commit mass murder in this world. Have you seen it? It wasn't the unvaccinated that killed Granny in suicide clinics in 2007. And what do you think they've got planned for you, unless you're one of them? No, I'm not remotely suggesting that because we've got no food, we just kill the fucking bastards and eat them. But if the bastards are out the fucking road, we can at last get back to productive economics where, you know, I'll drive for you if you bake cakes for me and you can bake cakes for other people that make milk for you and 0% tax on the poor, 100% tax on the people that have too much. You know, because from their perspective, you know, there's no problem. You know, it's just moany people on the internet just moaning about fucking potential starvation. Or they're only concerned with the television narratives and like, how do they know what the will of the people is? Considering they're half the censoring and they're deliberately censoring. They know what it is we're saying. They know. They know what they need to censor. And there's people going to sit there staring at a fucking television thinking that's the will of the people, the propagandists on TV. And people are that, well, I'm poor and I don't want to say too much about it because it's a bit embarrassing. When, you know, the real is quite phenomenal because you know it and they know it and everybody knows it. And you've not to speak it, so you know, poverty looks a lot less than what it actually is. So well, why don't we just have a Holocaust, just fucking shoot the bastards? And no, I'm not going to say, like, you know, well, maybe we shouldn't do that, you know, because, you know, it wouldn't be nice, it wouldn't be good. You know, maybe it's about time humanity just stood up and fucking killed the folk, fucking lot of them. And it's going to be a fucking bloodbath. But it's already a bloodbath, clinically concealed. You know, there's a guy, I don't know, about 5-6 years ago or something like that. He drove a truck into an alleyway between skyscrapers in America somewhere. And one of the skyscrapers was a tax office. The people that taxed him out of the fucking dirt his entire fucking life. And then when he came looking for, you know, that big protective umbrella of the state, they don't know anything about it, mate. We don't owe you anything, but they've been taken from him his whole life. So he got a truck, filled it up with explosives, drove up an alley outside the tax office and blew the fucking thing up. Himself with it. Don't know how many people he killed, if he killed anybody or just destroyed the property that they stole from all the people they've taxed. But I find it hard to hold it against him. There's a guy called the Oklahoma Bomber, the Unabomber. And you know, when you see what the government's actually doing, you see people engaged in these things. Oh, it's all over the TV. Evil man has did this. It's like, wait a minute, what's the rest of the story? He didn't just do that for a laugh. What's the rest of the story? Or they don't know it, but you get to know what the story is by tuning in to what other people have experienced and by having your own experience of what it's really like. No, they're not evil men. They're men having to take justice into their own hands because the system that's supposed to do that for them is very injustice. They're incapable. It's so, you know, they've did the world a favour. Albeit that they've died in the process. You know, an audio recording like this going out on the internet, that's going to attract the sniffer dogs, you know. Or there's a man that could possibly, you know, get explosives together and blow up something that's ours that they stole for the public. I can remember when I was a kid, you know, I could see these narratives on TV about people bombing abortion clinics. I had no idea. I was growing up in a world where abortion was just being normalised, you know, it wasn't like half the babies conceived. Most parents were, like, you know, a man and a woman rather than a single parent family. They've destroyed that, and they've destroyed conversation with their television. You know, the people used to say that when I was a kid, you know, television is destroying the art of conversation. It's well and truly destroyed at this point. You know, you try telling somebody about this stuff, and all they can think of is in terms of the narratives that they've seen on TV. You talk about COVID-19. What are they going to say? You know, you have to dig around all the fucking shit they've been fed. You talk about the Epstein files. In terms of what it actually says in the Southern District Court of Florida's perception of what those files are about. They've got no comprehension of what you know, it's, the court prevented those documents from being released. And it had reasons for it. They don't know anything about the reasons. They're being fed a narrative about sexy children in a Caribbean island, which has got zero to do with the vote rigging that led to January the 6th. And, you know, I'm looking at it and it's like zombies that stare at a fucking television and perceive reality through a lens deliberately manufactured by those who are concealing reality from them have a better life than people that did their utmost to waking people up. And they wake up and it's all right. And then they go back to watching TV, like, have you not heard what I've said? These people are manipulating fuck out your mind every fucking second of the day. And it's like, would you like some heroin instead? That heroin will also make you happy, you'll be clinically addicted to it, just like your television. And, you know, I can manipulate you under heroin towards an end that will be suitable to me, rather than those people that are killing your fucking babies. It is a sick state of affairs. You know, do we need a Holocaust? Do we need a Holocaust? Kill the Jews. And by the Jews, you know, like, well, that's what they say, you know, 6 million Jews died in gas chambers. The official statistics of the Red Cross doesn't quite correlate with that, you know. The vast bulk of the Holocaust, people died in slave labour. But you know, when you talk about the government is committing crimes against humanity, straight away it's the Jews, you know. And then they'll describe how it is that the Jews did this, the Jews did that. And you're looking, it's like, aye, you mean the government did that? So, you know, is it the Jews? Is it the... Is it a byword for those committing crimes against humanity? Killing us and our children. Enslaving anyone that survives. Is that really the Jews? I mean, you see them in the front line deployed against you, you know? Well, there's the Jews right there. They don't appear to be in Jewish garb. They don't appear to be like reading the Talmud, they don't appear to be reading the Torah. They don't appear to like be specific, there's probably Jews amongst them, you know. But to say it's the Jews as though all the other people, the vast bulk of people who aren't Jews who are doing it. No, I should say it's the Jews. Is it time for a Holocaust? Thanks for listening.